escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
They say that dating could be a lot easier and you could save a lot of time if you could just look at a few pictures from the person's life, maybe scroll through their phone or look at some specific things. Here are the things that they said would be the best for you to be able to examine ahead of time. A picture of their bookshelf to see what kind of stuff they read, and you might learn a little bit about whether maybe they're a sci-fi freak, maybe they're a self-help nut, something that you're not interested in, maybe something you are.
If you got a bunch of self-help books on there.
That's just a warning sign. It's a flag. Another picture would be the thermostat. What do they keep their thermostat set at? Because that can lead to some pretty strong incompatibility. Mm-hmm. Although, I don't think that should keep people from getting together. Because my wife walks around with a blanket on all the time. And she seems just happy fine. She's doing great. And I'm comfortable, too.
I'm not willing to do that.
No?
No.
Is it like one of those cowboy and Indian movies where she's got the whole blanket wrapped around,
yes.
around her?
And here's the thing, Cato. I was willing to compromise the other way, but she didn't like me running around the house naked all the time.
Yeah. Well,
So it worked out better for her to wrap the blanket than for me to be half naked.
I'd do the same.
They say also pictures of their pets to know what kind of pets they have. Do they have 18 cats? Do they have huge dogs and you're just not into that?
A tarantula.
Yeah, yes, snakes.
The exotic pets would be a turnoff for some folks.
They say also a picture of their top 10 most replayed songs.
Yeah.
You might learn something about them that way. Maybe they're a Taylor Swift fan and you hate Taylor Swift.
It's not even hating. Sometimes, like, you think about a long car ride and they're going to be singing that song or they're going to be wanting to listen to that song the whole time. And then you got to go with the rules with, you pick one song, I pick one. You pick two, I pick two. Or, you know, and then your kids, sometimes they'll shock you. You're like, oh, man, you like that one?
Here's an interesting one. Cato, I think you'll like this one. A picture of the inside of their microwave. Mm-hmm. Is it nasty or not?
Because if it's nasty, you're nasty.
Okay, so Cato would not go for someone with a nasty microwave.
So far, pretty glad I'm single.
Also, refrigerator inside the fridge, because that could be nasty too.
And underneath the toilet seat.
Well, yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm not climbing down there.
There's a little grace there.
Well, that's what the picture's for. A little grace.
I love how both of you were like, this is a no. This is, well, a toilet.
Yeah. Well, I ain't worried about the clean fridge.
Okay. Well, honest. I was surprised at that, to be honest.
If you open a fridge and the smelly fridge.
Well, okay, smelly, nasty. I thought you meant like cluttered with old stuff in it.
No.
Which I'll clean it out for you.
Yeah, but it's just that smelly. I don't like leftovers at all because of that.
See, I couldn't deal with anybody who didn't like leftovers. Sometimes I love leftovers.
I will triple bag my Ziploc bags with leftovers because I don't want that smell in my fridge.
Wow, you're weird.
Yeah.
What are you eating?
Like meatloaf or something like that.
Meatloaf don't smell bad.
Oh. If you put it in the fridge after, you know, a day or so. Okay, onions. You got some
onions
with your spaghetti sauce or something.
Y'all can't date, okay?
Okay.
A picture of how they load the dishwasher. I don't think that's as big a deal.
No, I'll teach you.
Their Netflix queue, that could be important. What shows do they like on Netflix?
You're never going to agree on that. I'm disappointed with a lot of the streaming services. You get on there and you waste so much time just trying to figure out what to watch.
I think we were talking about something different.
I spent a day trying to find something to watch.
Yeah.
I'm like, I just watch trailers all day.
I'm like, if we're paying that much money, give us something to watch and organize it better. It's horrible organization there.
And give it to us all at once. Stop with this extended release nonsense. We do not have, we're paying for streaming services so we can binge, and they're like, the finale coming in December. No, the finale coming today. Yeah. Drop it.
Other things they'd like a picture of to learn about the person is their bathroom. Does it look like a truck stop bathroom, or is it relatively clean?
Well, raise the seat up. Let me look under there.
But you know
that's what I just said.
For compatibility's sake, though, you got the bathrooms that have like one sink and her stuff and his. It's got the his and her towels. You need his and her side of the sinks too. Hopefully, and if you are buying a house, get two sinks. That will be helpful and help with fighting.
We're just going to get two toilets, his and hers.
Now, that'd be nice.
She would never complain about you leaving the seat up.
I like when my wife warms the seat up for me, though.
That's gross.
That's what she said.
That's gross. Honey, that's coming on. Do you mind sitting in there for a second?
Of course, that would be better than the guy down the hall that just left the bathroom and I'm walking in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's not fun.
Finally, and then he always says, I warmed it up for you.
Ew. Pictures that you would like to see before you date the person, the interior of their car. Do they have to go to a dumpster first before you can even get in the passenger seat?
Well, I think most of my friends do.
You know what?
I can't judge.
On that note, study shows average American's car weighs 500 pounds more than it did like 5 years ago.
Jeez.
That's because of all the empty burger wrappers, French fry containers.
You can't get that much above those. 500 pounds?
Just junk you leave in your car and you forgot you had it there.
It's like 10 spare tires.
It's like forgetting humans in the car.
Yeah.
Multiple humans.
But you put something in the trunk before you know it, it's like it stays there, and you're like, I'll get that out.
By something, he means sandbags.
I thought you meant the body.
Yeah. Everybody that gets into my car goes, oh my gosh, I've never seen a car so clean. There's literally nothing in my car.
I could see 50 pounds over 5 years, but not 500.
Well, you gain weight too.
Not that much.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, animal experts say that the average dog has all kinds of random barks, and they mean something. So we're going to translate barking today for you.
And I'll tell you something you didn't know about your dog, too, after you get done, about how they communicate with you.
Oh, good. All right. So we're going to translate some barks here to know what your dog is saying. And just as we can form sentences and change the pitch of our voice, they say that your dog can do the same thing. So I think the best way to do this is maybe have someone demonstrate the dog barks that I'm describing here. So, Tori.
Yeah. Oh, dang it. I was looking at Cato.
I knew he was going to peek you.
So, here we go. All right. So, here's the first one. Continuous rapid barking at a mid-range pitch. That's more of a high pitch.
You chose the right person.
I tell you.
I think I'm tone deaf, and I hate that this show tells me that every time you do that.
Continuous rapid barking. Okay. Just call the pack. There's potential problem in the neighborhood, and somebody's coming into our territory.
Oh, or the mailman's here.
It could be.
Same thing.
Yeah. So that's kind of like the bark that you have when your dog is barking when they do see like a mailman or somebody, Amazon person dropping
off. But ours is more like really loud and really big deal. Yeah. Like anytime anyone drops something off at the door, walks by and makes noise, another dog barks, they go nuts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Coda was always a deep kind of thing.
Yeah, like a one warning thing, I'm bigger than you are.
Yeah, but then if you actually challenged him, he was like, Mom, get him.
All right, prolonged barking with a moderate to low intervals between the utterance.
Say it again.
Prolonged barking with moderate to long intervals between the utterance.
Roar. Roar.
Is there anybody what? There? I'm lonely and I need companionship.
That sounded like trying to crank a lawnmower or something. Yeah. Roar.
It's not cranking. And too long, too prolonged of a bark, you're going to get complaints to the HOA.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, the prolonged difference or intervals between it. That's because it's barking to see if someone answers, and then it's waiting to see, and then it barks again to see if someone's answering.
All right, we're translating barks here to know what your dog's saying, according to the experts. One or two sharp, short barks at a mid-range pitch. Okay. That's hello there, is what they're saying. Hello there. And then a single sharp, short bark at a lower mid-range pitch. Yeah, okay. All right. You know what that means? That means stop that.
I wish you would make me stop.
I think that's when the dog's back there sniffing the bottom's like, rah. What you doing back there? All right, single yelp or very short, high-pitched bark. Okay.
That's, got hurt.
Yeah, oh. That's an ouch. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, and don't you hate that when you, like, you're in the kitchen or something, the dog's behind you, you accidentally step on a toe or something.
And you apologize 1,000 times, yeah. But it's like they don't believe you. You're like, I'm sorry. Like, and they just,
I don't know what you're saying, but you just hurt me.
All right. A rising bark, almost a yelp, though not quite that high.
Good luck.
So, yeah.
That was pretty good.
Yeah. That is like when you are like playing with them in like tumble play, and they are saying, This is fun. I'm enjoying this moment. This is fun.
My dog sounds like Cujo with rabies when he's playing with you.
Oh, really?
It's like he's going to bite your hand off, but he doesn't. It's like that. You're a little afraid to put your hand in there, but then he just grabs it and just shakes lightly.
That movie is kind of disappointing, by the way, Cujo.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's not go back to a 1980s movie and review it.
Yeah, it was disappointing. I mean, he just had rabies.
All right, then we have the stutter bark at a mid-range pitch.
A bark.
That's horrible, folks.
Foghorn Leghorn.
No, go like yours.
No. So, okay. This is best explained like this, they say. Stutter bark at a mid-range pitch. If a dog's barks were spelled like rough, it would be, a stutter bark would be like rough, rough.
Yes. Yeah.
So that would be a stutter bark, and that means, hey, let's play. I want to play. I'm ready to play. You want to play?
My dog does that.
Yeah. My dog, he'll bring the bone, and I'm like at the most inopportune times. Mm-hmm. I can't play right now.
I want to start calling my friends and doing that bark. You want to play? You want to play?
And they say exercising and lots of playtime will wear out your dog, so they will bark less if you're having problems with dog barking.
That's the dog falling asleep.
Is that your barks?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, so I want to share another way they communicate with you. I learned this. When your dog sneezes, 99% of the time it is not sneezing because it needs to sneeze. It is communicating with you.
You told me that, and it's true.
It's very true. It's almost like they huff at you, like, and they sneeze it through their nose.
Uh-huh.
And it's a lot of time, our main reason they do it is when they want a treat. Like you've gotten done with dinner and you've forgotten to give them their little treat afterwards.
Don't you hate when you take that last bite?
Yeah, and then they're like, okay, it's time for mine now.
Yeah, and I have to spit it back out of my mouth.
I'll do that. Like, because my dog likes my dog likes bananas. And in the morning, I'll like chew, I would like bite a banana and spit it in the floor.
Daisy was so little, she sat beside me, and I watched TV while I eat, and I'd take that last bite, and she would make a noise like she knew that was. I'd look down, and I'd go, blah, blah, blah.
Oh my gosh, y'all are mama burden your baby, dog.
Back into the plate, I set the plate on the floor.
What we're doing.
I'm like, I'm so sorry. You got a chewed up bite.
We just taught a language class.
She's like, why does this taste like Budweiser?
It's Bud Light.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
I was reading something that was rather interesting on a Vice site about how to raise your kids, and they had this interesting way to punish your kids when they were misbehaving, and I thought it was kind of funny. Basically, if your kid was being a jerk, you would be a jerk back, and here's how they did it. Like, for instance, one person had their little kid that was going to have something like a Oreo cookie, but then she started yelling at the parent, so the parent ate the cookie instead. That was the punishment. Another little kid who was supposed to eat their vegetables before they got dessert. They wouldn't eat the vegetables, so the mom ate the dessert and basically taught him that. One parent said, I told my three kids they could have ice cream if they were good. Only one of the three was good, so I made the other two watch while the one who's good had ice cream.
See, I can respect this.
I think it's a good parenting technique. It's not brutal. It's not, you know, physically violent, but it definitely gets the message across.
And you're following through.
Yes, that's exactly
that's right. The thing, because I could see the veggie dessert woman go ahead and eat your dessert then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you don't do that. You punish them because they're not eating what they're supposed to be.
Lady laughed at me when I got my kid. He was like, we're getting an ice cream cone at McDonald's, and she handed it to me, and I was passing it to him, but I took a big bite, and I looked at her, and I said, food tax.
Yeah.
Yes. But he wasn't acting up. That was just mean of me to do that.
Well, no, I agree.
One person said their son stole a Snickers bar, so I took him back so he could apologize and pay for it with his own money. After he did, I shared it with the cashier in front of him.
That makes me think of when I was a kid, my sister told me if something was out of the package, that meant that you got to keep it. So we were at the Walmart and there was a Swan Lake necklace that was out of the package. And my sister was like, that's yours. You found it. And I was so excited. I went and told my mom. She took me back to the Walmart. I had to return it and apologize to the manager and the cashier.
Oh, man. Yeah. And you didn't even think you were stealing. Your sister's the one who should have had to apologize.
Right? That's why she's the real villain.
And once you get out of the store, don't go back.
You made it. Just keep it. Tori was living in fear, waiting for the police to come surround the house.
Well, that plastic necklace.
They say this is good because, like you said, Cato, it's follow through, and it does teach the kid there's consequences to their action. Mm-hmm. Now, some parents won't be able to go through with it because they cave, but that's where you've got to stand firm.
I think it's kind of the PC world we live in. Like, you know, parents try to, you know, become friends and not parents. You got to be parents. And it's hard. I fail.
What's good about this is there is a certain degree of temptation and reward for you to use this technique because you get the goodie.
True.
So you might as well, you know, you're like, all right, I'm actually doing something good for my child and I'm enjoying it too.
I'm gaining weight and I don't know why, but.
Yeah, and unlike Hawk's just doing it for meanness sake. Yeah. I don't know if
I think that's mean. I would always take a bite of an ice cream before you hand it to the kid.
That's the difference in me and Hawk. Hawk does food tax and I used to give my kids interest in the money they kept in their wallets.
I will say this. I won't take a bite after he's had a bite.
That's what I'm saying. Always get the first bite.
I get the first bite.
Well, there you go. Parenting technique, you can use it. You can say, I heard on the Hawk and Tom Show. If it messes up your kids, it ain't our fault, though.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Well, I have America's top tourist traps, and one of them's close to us that I think that a lot of us have been to here.
Really?
I've been there. No, it's not Myrtle Beach. That's not a tourist trap. That's a lot of fun.
Gatlinburg. You can buy gold chains by the yard.
That's fun, too.
Actually, it is. I like it. Although they have been seeing where they are overbuilding it in Pigeon Forge and Gatlinburg, and it's just becoming...
Honestly, they need to build between them and make it all one thing. Because you got to drive down that road just back and forth.
I like that little road. It gives you a little peace and quiet next to the river.
Yeah, we could just call it like Pigeon Gatlin Forge.
And Pigeon just, Bird.
Okay, you're not involved with this, Hawk. I'll let Tori do it.
All right, like that. What makes a tourist a trap a trap? Overpriced goods and services, which is that's pretty much everywhere you go when you're on vacation, because you're like, you think about it, you're like, oh, I only do this once or twice a year, so let's go ahead and splurge.
Anything that's got world or land in it, because you're trapped inside of it, yeah. And so they can charge you so much more. Like, you know, you're paying $20 for a slice of pizza, and you don't have any other options.
Disappointing expectations.
So in other words, they disappoint what you expected.
Exactly.
They're not as good.
Well, you see the flyers or the pamphlets and or the websites, you're like, oh, that looks like a lot of fun. You get there, and yeah. It's not.
You know, it was a great example of that is every time we would drive anywhere near Tennessee, they would have that thing that says, come see, you can see 17 states in one place, you know?
Lookout Mountain.
Lookout Mountain. And you're like, you're looking, you're like, I don't even see any lines anywhere.
Ruby Falls.
Ruby Falls was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Rock City. Was it Rock City?
See Rock City.
I've never been to either.
I've been to Rock City, and it is not meet expectations.
Yeah.
It's a big rock garden.
Well, and there is one of those places mentioned, but it was lower on the list where you can see like, and it's not Lookout Mountain. It was another place where you can see like four cities at once.
Okay. Not nearly as good as seeing 17 states or whatever Lookout Mountain did.
Oh, it's Four Corners Monument.
Oh, yeah. Down in Utah, Arizona, Nevada, Colorado.
Yeah. Yeah, you can see four states.
But see,
there.
It'd still be neat to stand on four states at one time.
Okay.
It's just neat, but yeah.
It'd be a playing Twister if you did that. Yeah, right. Got a hand on each side, a foot on each side.
I mean, I'm not booking my entire vacation around it, but I'm driving through, I'll stop and see it.
Want to do that, just do it in your backyard and pretend.
Yeah.
Niagara Falls was mentioned lower on the list, which I've been there, but you know, when you stay in the hotel, you can see the falls, and it's a lot of fun to go down into the falls. It's a big hassle, but...
And they said the Canadian side is more of a touristy shops and all that.
Really?
Am I correct?
I don't know.
I've never been, but I've always heard that the America side is more of a national park, whereas the Canadian side is more of the tourist shops.
That's the opposite of what you would expect,
yeah,
too.
I think
I've been told.
Yeah, if we made it some kind of park, then that's the way it would probably be.
Yeah, unless it's reversed and America's got the tacky shops.
The Hollywood Walk of Fame is disappointing because you get there and it's a slum and you got these big stars, you know, on the sidewalk and they got chewing gum on the stars and stuff. It's disappointing.
And they say the people that dress up in characters like Spider-Man, to stay away from them because if you take a picture with them, they're expecting to be paid.
Oh, my gosh.
Top five. Here we go. This is a study.
So these are letdowns.
These are the biggest tourist traps. And so we'll go with the Space Needle in Seattle. Never been there, but it topped the list with visitors calling the view underwhelming, and it's a, like $40 admission fee just to go up into the Space Needle.
You've been to the one in Gatlinburg?
I have not.
I haven't either.
I think I have. I definitely took the cable car ride.
Okay.
I don't know if that was at the top of it, but it seems familiar.
Are you talking about Ober-Gatlinburg?
I don't know.
I'm talking about the Needle.
I don't know. I don't remember. But I know I've been on Empire State Building, and it's cool to be up that high, but I don't know if I'd pay $40 for it. I did the Eiffel Tower.
Oh, I did both those in Las Vegas.
That was pretty cool. Yeah. No.
I did too.
You did the real Eiffel Tower with me once. And that was terrifying.
Yeah.
We went to the third level and it swayed around and it was terrifying.
The Stratosphere in Vegas is pretty fun.
Is it?
You ride off the side of the building.
Oh, God. I don't think there's any way I could do that.
My dad and I did it. I did it once and I was like, whew, I survived it. I will never do that again.
All right. Top tourist traps in America. Tom, we've both been to this one. Busch Gardens in Tampa, Florida.
I liked Busch Gardens.
The guest described the park as tired and in need of moderation.
Well, that could be true because it's been 25 years since we were there.
I'm sorry, modernization. There you go, modernization, not moderation. Maybe you just don't need to go to the park as much. But it does kind of seem tired.
I haven't been in ages, but when we went, it was fun. They had good roller coasters, and it was fun.
I don't know if I've ever been.
Colonial Williamsburg in Virginia placed third as a top tourist trap with complaints about high prices and closed attractions. So you get there, and parts of it's just not even open?
I mean, you're going to a place that's advertising, we're a history book.
Yeah.
I mean, how exciting can that really be?
Okay, but a lot of people do like to see those
places.
It's
interesting to see what they considered a house back then, and it's this tiny little place with like two rooms and a dirt floor.
But also, when you go like to Washington, D.C., it's kind of cool to see all that history.
D.C. is totally different. That's modern history. That's cool as heck.
I've been to this place, number four on the list, Graceland in Memphis, the House of Elvis.
Oh, I want to go.
And you can't even see the toilet.
The one he died on?
Yeah.
Well,
I can see why they don't.
Yeah, but you can go upstairs now, I think. No, I think you can pay like, because here's the problem they say. It's way too expensive, ranging from $84 to $250.
Are you serious?
$250, I think, is where you can go upstairs now. They got part of that open.
You can go to Disney for $250.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, Elvis. That's not
Elvis. It's Colonel Tom.
And we've all been here. If you are in the upstate, most likely you've taken the kids because you've gotten bored.
The Gaffney Peach, exit 92.
No, that's worth every penny.
Yeah, it's free.
The Georgia Aquarium in Atlanta rounded out the top five list.
Really? I think that's good.
Yeah. Tourists frustrated by crowds and high ticket prices.
Now, I will say the one in Chattanooga is better. Okay. They've got a freshwater and a saltwater one side by side.
Charleston's a good one, too.
It's okay.
Yeah, I like it.
Are they talking about the new one, I guess, the new Georgia Aquarium? Because it's moved. Didn't it move?
I don't know about that. It just says Georgia Aquarium.
Well, what's the date on your article?
It's today.
Okay. Well, it must be the new one.
Oh, yeah.
The last time I went to the Charleston one, half the exhibits were closed.
Oh, man.
They had otters and everything. None of them were out.
Yeah.
Like, I came here for the otters.
Well, I grew up, like, in a small town in Tennessee. We didn't have any aquariums. All we had was a bait shop. I could go hold some worms and some minnows.
Didn't cost you nothing, though.
No. Dad's like, come here, look. Pick you out 15 minnows.
Hey, back then, Walmart sold fish and stuff.
True.
That's the only aquarium we had when we were growing up. I'm going to go look the goldfish, Mama.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.